There you go. That's Savara featuring Karun. 9 weeks on Bubbling Under. You've been voting and voting and voting. This is off his album Savage Level, an incredible body of work. He put in a lot of work in this. Remember that you could check out Saudi Soul, who are currently on a European tour. They've got their tour dates listed on their socials. Check those out and be a part of it. Like I, you know, I've said this. If you had to drive 5 hours, you're going to say, you know what? I could have driven 7 hours to go watch them. They are on this on the European tour and will make their way to the O2 as the final stop. So this is amazing. Just check out their socials. They're really sharing what the tour is like. Before that, we had Maya Amolo. We Can't Get Enough. Thank you so much for voting each and every single time. Every track that makes it onto Bubbling Under is an amazing record. I need to say this again and again and again. And if you just made it at 21 minutes to the top of the hour, I want to thank you so much for being a part of the show. My name is Chow. We're switching gears. And I love this part of the show simply because we get to discover someone new. And today we are discovering an artist who, let's get into this particular artist, who is from Nairobi, Kenya. She is a singer-songwriter with whose music is a sassy mix of musical influences, including Afropop and R&B, which have heavily influenced her music. Now, Ima, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having us.
So I read that you grew up in a largely musical household.
Yes.
And your influences are both pop and R&B artists.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. What was the first R&B track that you heard and said, I maybe one day want to be like this person?
It's got to be Boyz II Men.
Okay.
The harmonies are just... because my brother was a big fan, so he had all their records, and so he'd listen to it after school. So I'd just sneak around his room because he wouldn't allow me inside his room, so I'd just be outside just listening to all the tracks. Yeah, so Boyz II Men has to be the first influence I had.
And as you grew musically, I read that you slowly began looking up to African musical powerhouses such as
Angelique Kidjo.
Saudi Soul,
Saudi
I see.
Soul.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm manifesting that collaboration.
Oh, okay. But yeah. Keep our fingers crossed. We'd love to see it.
Yes.
So Angelique Kidjo, you got Saudi Soul, Angelique Kidjo, Tiwa Savage, MDQ.
Yes, I love MDQ.
Blinky, mm-hmm. Nasty C, Simi, Freshly Ground.
Yeah.
So do you incorporate their sound or are you influenced by their sound? How does this work?
I feel
for
like
you?
I'm influenced. I feel like I'm a mixture of everything. That's why I really have a hard time when guys go like, what's your style of music? Because it's a bit of everything. I feel these people have also just influenced the way I write, the way I compose, the way I arrange music. So they have influenced it.
That is amazing. And, you know, you're a singer and you're a songwriter. Let's talk about that process.
Yes.
And maybe you can share how you get your songs done. Do you have a songwriter? Do you write your songs alone? Do you have to go somewhere to get inspired? How does it work? Or do you hear somebody say something and it's like, I'm going to write a song about that?
Wow, it's not a linear thing. That's the interesting thing about it. It's not like I have this process. Usually it's my songwriting comes, my songs hit me at like 2 a.m. and I'm trying to sleep and they're like, no, you have to get this one down. So my writing can be in the middle of the night, but mostly also happens, I feel like my most authentic writing happens when I'm going through what I'm writing about. Yes, so it comes very naturally to me, especially if I have studio and I'm given a beat and told, okay, now this is what you're going to do. So it's more authentic to me when I'm going through the thing.
Ah, all yeah. Right. So your personal story
exactly
is what
exactly,
is what
exactly
is what influences you.
Yeah.
Now you have you started off your music career as part of a band called MICE or Mice, mm-hmm. and you dared to go solo when you released your first single, Grown, in 2020.
Yes.
What was it like? What was the transition like from being in a group to going solo?
It's hard. It's hard because as a group, you are always in the comfort of these people, and it's like even on stage or everywhere, it's shared creative processes, shared experiences. So when you're by yourself, it's a bit difficult because you don't really have like sounding boards.
Which are, I can imagine, it's very important.
Exactly. So, you know, when you're creating, we used to create together, we used to write together, we used to compose together. By yourself, it's like it's now all on you. So that was a bit challenging, just going from a band to a solo artist. But the thing about this, my band, is that we never really, we're not a team, we're not broken up, so to speak. We just kind of took a break because we're all still musically in our own journeys, figuring it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I want to ask whether or what type of support you've received from your family.
Yeah.
Because we read and we've heard that sometimes, you know, family can be like, well, I wanted you to be a lawyer or a doctor, you know, the more traditional route. Did you receive any type of support?
The funny thing is, I'm actually a lawyer.
Oh, okay. She's like, wait, let me tell you what I did. I started off.
So I'm actually a lawyer.
So were your parents happy that you became a lawyer?
They were. But I won't put that on them because this was my dream.
Okay.
I actually wanted to become a lawyer from the time I was a really young kid. But I discovered the arts much later on, fortunately or unfortunately. So that kind of shifted gears for me. And I was like, okay, I think I want to do this now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some back and forth from my folks, but they realized she's good at this. She's naturally gifted. So let her do whatever she needs to do.
What was the sticking point in regard, when you say back and forth? What was this? Because that tells me there's a sticking point somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
What was the sticking point? Like, you studied law, you can't go into music, or what was it? Because I know there's somebody listening right now who's going to listen to this later, who's facing the same kind of conversation.
Yeah.
And it'll be inspired by your response.
I think the sticking point was when my parents realized that it's not just me who thinks I'm good at it, but other people think I'm good at it. And then I got my first check. And they're like, okay, she can make money from this. I think that's the biggest issue. They're like, you can't be here in our house at 50. We want to make sure you also have a wholesome life. So it's good intentions. And then I know it's good intentions from my... I know. So I can't be too mad at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was one of those that you had to challenge and make a choice.
I had to challenge. It was bad.
Do you hope and do you wish, now that you're here in front of me, that parents would be more supportive?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, your parents are your first friends. They're your first everything. So their support and their validation is so important. I don't know if like parents understand the gravity of it. You know, just having somebody tell you you're doing good, somebody like your mom, your dad, it can go a long way.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because that's really honest.
Yeah.
It's very, very honest. Now, I know that you're going to be performing a little later. We're going to go to that. If you could tell us about, Jamhuri has curated this space and curated, you know, this moment and made this possible. You're going to be playing with Maya.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be playing today at 5 p.m. Nairobi Street Kitchen, Jamhuri Living Room Sessions. I'm going to be opening for her.
Oh,
yes.
This is amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And I'm excited for you too, because it's such amazing artists, both amazing artists.
Thank
really,
you.
Really glad. So we look forward to hearing this, because the Jamhuri have been sending audio over to us and on the show. So I can't wait to hear what that sounds like.
I can't wait to hear it.
But before that, we are so lucky, we have a treat, because Ms. Ima is going to be sharing some of her music with us. And I'm really excited about this set.
It's a bomb set.
Oh, she said it's a bomb set. So you know what we're going to do, right? Because it's a bomb set, we're just going to run this real quick and ensure that this bomb set plays right after this.
The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
So we're going to do three songs, an acoustic version. The first one we're going to do is Heaven. Heaven is a love song. In my mind, I thought it was going to be like a wedding type of anthem. And then, yeah, I hope you enjoy it. You caught me by surprise, it's like the sunshine in July. And I cannot lie, it's like you're always on my mind. We've been having a good time, the good vibes, a good laugh, so I just might. Good times, the good vibes, a good laugh, so I just might. Caught me by surprise, it's like the sunshine in July. And I cannot lie, it's like you're always on my mind. We've been having a good time, the good vibes, a good laugh, so I just might. Good times, the good vibes, a good laugh, so I just might. Cause my heaven is in your eyes, heaven is in your eyes. I think I could be your wife, think I could be your wife. I get to know a lie, I get to know a lie. Forever it's you and I, ever it's you and I. My heart goes with you when you go. You'll forever be my home. Wanna do this love thing for long with you, for long with you. Yeah, yeah. Baby, yawa, baby, ya heri. What if I told you I heri? Ni risky, but ni ko ready, ready. Baby, yawa, baby, ya heri. Dala ema boteri ni risky, niko ready, ready. My heaven is in your eyes, heaven is in your eyes. I think I could be your wife, think I could be your wife. I get to know a lie, I get to know a lie. Forever it's you and I, ever it's you and I. Heaven is in your eyes, heaven is in your eyes. I think I could be your wife, think I could be your wife. I get to know a lie, I get to know a lie. Forever it's you and I, ever it's you and I. Heaven is in your eyes. I think I could be your wife. I get to know a lie. Forever it's you and I. So that was heaven. And then we're gonna do next, it's called Don't Complicate It. So this was the prelude before heaven. It was, it's a song I felt I needed to sing because I've been situationships and entanglements. And I felt that this, when you're trying to impress somebody romantically, you kind of pull back and don't let them in and you can't be vulnerable around them. And so it was just saying, you know, I know we're doing this thing where we're courting or whatever, but also, can I be your friend even through it? Yeah. Don't cut me out like that, I'm just saying. We all need some love, so don't complicate it. Call me when you get home if you need me. I'll be waiting by the phone, I'll be waiting by the phone. down. You've been walking around with the world upon your back, acting real cool. I know you're an innocent act. You can never lose my love, and baby, you've been through enough. So let my love show you your worth. Don't cut me out like that. I'm just saying, we all need some love, so don't complicate it. Call me when you get home if you need me. I'll be waiting by the phone. I'll be waiting by the phone. Somebody, someone said, Chakupewa haikatiliwi. Love's a gift that should be given freely. So close your mind, baby, and release. Storms will come and winds will blow, and life will cause you some sleepless nights. But you are stronger, and I see it. You just gotta see through my eyes. No expectations, leave those at the door. Just elevation, the higher we go. No expectations, leave those at the door. If you wanna leave, if you wanna leave, just kaukijua, kaukijua. Niko hapa, baby. Niko hapa, honey. Yeah, yeah. Kaukijua. Kaukijua, niko hapa, baby, niko hapa, honey. So don't cut me out like that. I'm just saying, we all need some love, so don't complicate it. Call me when you get home if you need me. I'll be waiting by the phone. I'll be waiting by the phone. So kaukijua, kaukijua, niko hapa, baby, niko hapa, honey. Yeah, yeah. Kaukijua, kaukijua, niko hapa, baby, niko hapa, honey.
Ooh, 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 beautiful.
Thank you.
That is so beautiful, Ima.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And for, and you know, she said she was going to do three songs, so you know what that means. You're going to have to go watch her later on, because that's just how we're going to leave it, with a little taste and a little peek for you. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
That sounds good?
Yeah.
How do we get a hold of you? Are you, is your music available on digital streaming platforms?
Absolutely.
And where?
Absolutely. So I am on everywhere that music is.
I'm on that.
YouTube, I'm on Spotify, I'm on Apple Music, Amazon, Tune, iTunes. The name is I-M-A. I-M-A. So Ima.
Ima. Yeah. So we find Ima everywhere on all digital streaming platforms, and wishing you the absolute best.
Thank you so much.
And I hope that all the, you know, your wishes for collaborations come true.
Amen.
In due time. You know, it can't all happen at once.
Sure.
But in due time.
Yeah.
I hope it all comes true for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. For also for spending your Sunday morning with us. It's really gray outside, but you have,
yeah,
you said it was going to be a fantastic set. You've warmed us up. You really have.
I'm
wherever
so glad.
Wherever it is that we are listening from, because it's all around the country and all around the world.
Yeah.
Thank you for warming us up this morning. Thank you for sharing your gift, most importantly, and taking the time to come. Never take it for granted.
Thank you so
never,
much.
I never take it for granted, and
thank
we never take
so
it for granted here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And you forgot to tell us the
I'd
name
love
of your
to shout
yes.
him out, actually.
Yeah.
So this dazzling gentleman right here, his name is JT Bulinda. He's also a singer and a songwriter and a producer and a multi-talented human being. Yes.
Thank you, JT, for accompanying Ema this morning. You could have been anywhere else, but you were here. Do not take that for granted at all.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. This is going to be available for you in just a little while. And Ema, as we switch gears, I'm going to ask you to stand and not leave, because Ms. Uniamunga is going to flex for you, same way you flex for us. So just stand and not leave. Thank you so much for keeping me company this morning.